The Nourish and Shine podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only, and it is not medical, mental health, or healthcare advice. The information presented here is not intended to diagnose, treat, heal, cure, or prevent any illness, medical condition, or mental or emotional condition. Please make sure you consult with a trusted healthcare professional before you make any changes. Welcome to Nourish and Shine, where I talk with passionate leaders in the fields of nutrition, functional and integrative medicine, and wellness, providing inspiration and practical advice to nourish your mind, body, and spirit, optimize your health, and live a whole, vibrant life starting now. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Danielle Paradin. She is a style and image coach and a doctor of pharmacy. Her mission is to help women create happier, healthier, and more beautiful lives. She works with them to integrate the mind, body, and spirit, and to expedite the time it takes to close the gap between their highest authentic selves and how they appear to the world. She combines her love for fashion and coaching to give her clients unique tools to style their mind and body in order to learn how to be here now. So I hope you really enjoy this episode. We're going to talk through all sorts of tips on styling and her approach, also how she really got into styling as a pharmacist, and we're going to talk about the five-step punchline approach, which she shares in detail, and so much more. So I hope you enjoy this episode. If you do, make sure you leave me a ratings or review on iTunes. Welcome to Nourish and Shine. Today, I'm talking with Danielle Paradin. She is a doctor of pharmacy and a style and image coach. Welcome, Danielle.
Thank you for having me, Amy. I'm so excited to be here today.
Yes, I'm so excited that you're here to talk with me and all of our listeners. And I'd love for you to just start off telling us about yourself and your journey to becoming a style and image coach.
Yeah, it's so crazy how it ended up in this place. It was absolutely not planned at all. So I guess it kind of started, well, first of all, I always loved beauty and fashion and styling and dressing, expressing yourself through your fashion, just growing up. My daughter is 14. I named her after a formal dress line, Maury Lee. So it's just always just been a passion of mine. But as when I became a pharmacist 15 years ago, I really just started dressing in the, you know, the usual uniform that us in the medical field dress as, which is pretty bland and boring. Didn't really express myself outside of work. I was more or less just wearing like comfy hangout clothes, doing housework, really wasn't doing too many things that were super fun and expressive. And I kind of lost that part of me. But I guess a few years back, it was really kind of crazy because I ended up selling products in the beauty industry. It was hair extensions and lash extensions. Kind of crazy, but it was so much fun. I actually sold makeup for Mary Kay whenever I was in pharmacy school. So that was fun too. So it kind of brought back some of those memories. But I really just loved it, collaborating with other women, making them feel beautiful. And I found myself becoming a sponsor for Acadiana Fashion Week. So it was the second year for the Fashion Week in our area. It was a photographer that had told me about it. She had sponsored the year before, and she just said how wonderful it was. It was very inclusive. And so I just had this gut feeling that just said, go and do it, even though it made absolutely no sense to me. And the first night there, I just fell in love. I fell head over heels in love with the fashion industry again. And I just haven't really looked back. At that time, I was also kind of in a dark place where I was having some mild anxiety, social anxieties. I was having a little bit of mild depression just because I wasn't doing self-care. I wasn't taking care of myself. I was putting others before me and all of those things. So I ended up hiring a coach, but also getting trained as an integrative life coach as well. So I did that for 6 months, and I held a retreat with some beautiful women that came from different states even. It was so amazing. And I wasn't really sure at that point what my niche was going to be, how I was going to help people. I knew I wanted to help women for sure. And then I hired a business coach, Jerika Dodge. She's a pharmacist as well. And she asked me, what would I do that I love so much that I would do for free? And it was just really crazy that she was asking me on that day, because I was actually working on volunteer service for free in the hot July sun, South Louisiana, helping style a photo shoot. I was steaming clothes. We were outside on top of this garage. We were out in the woods, and most people would have been miserable, but I was having the time of my life.
What a cool story, and how you came into kind of yourself and doing what you love. And I love that question. Just to reiterate, what would you love so much that you would do it for free? Stepping back, I know there's a lot I want to unpack there in your journey. When you were talking about, you know, the medical attire and such, especially right now with COVID, we've went to wearing scrubs all the time. And I totally feel you with kind of just feeling blah or like bland and not really getting to express yourself. And especially being a mother with two small children, I think that's really easy to get into that place where, like, I'm going to work and I'm wearing scrubs, and now I'm at home, and when I'm home, I don't necessarily like get ready. What like tips do you have around people in that situation?
So especially during this time with COVID, and, you know, we're not really going anywhere. So, I think it's still really important that you get up and you get dressed and you put on something that makes you feel good, that you feel good in. There's a lot of psychology behind it. When we look good, we feel good. And there's definitely some endorphins that are released, and just reinforcing that, you know, you're someone who gets up, you know, takes care of yourself, puts a little time. I believe it's self-care, you know, and it's free. It's, you know, just like you should get up and make your bed, you really should get up and get dressed, put on something that you love, that makes you smile.
So I'd love to learn more about your journey to become a certified integrative life coach. Where did you do your training, and what, like, how do you use that in your business now?
It's definitely a huge part of my journey. I was so scared to, it was a very large investment that I was kind of surprised for. I wasn't aware of the coaching world. I didn't know much about it, but it was just really, it was really interesting how it happened, because I started, so whenever I was promoting my products, I was doing live video, and I wanted to connect with my audience, so I wanted to share some valuable information, and I started learning about the law of attraction, and I started sharing what I was learning. And my sister, she said that you really need to listen to this Kim Guillory lady. She's from our hometown, and y'all sound a lot alike. Y'all are saying the same thing. So I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. I'll go follow her, because I'm always looking for like-minded people. And I knew her of her. She had a business back in our hometown. She had a salon that was, they did nails, they did hair, they did tanning, then they did workout, and then they did, she did like everything. So she did yoga, and now so she's a coach. She has studied through Brooke Castillo's The Coaching School. She goes to events like Joe Dispenza. Like, she sees everyone. She goes and visits these people in person that I admire so much. But so when I had the conversation with Kim one day, you know, she was just on the verge of creating the Integrative Life Coach training. So I was one of the founding members to become trained. It was a 6-month investment. And it was so funny, because when she offered me to be one of the students, like, I never felt like I was more called to do anything in my life, but I was so scared. I didn't think it was available to me, but I just had this feeling that I had to do it. So I just made it happen.
You really trust your intuition and that feeling of like trusting in the universe and just going with whatever feels right. I think that's so powerful.
Yeah, I didn't always live my life that way. I think that's where a lot of like the past anxiety and depression that had come, I wasn't really listening to my instincts and following my intuition. I was just kind of listening to what everyone else was saying. And once I tapped into that, it was like the just the most wonderful feeling. And knowing that I'm helping other people at the same time, like there's just no going back. Absolutely could not ever go in the other direction. And so that's why I love helping other women do the same thing.
I know you recently had a really neat styling experience with Lauren, who's another pharmacist in functional medicine. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, Dr. Lauren Castle. She was my first styling client. And so I met her through Dr. Jerika Dodd. We hit it off right away. So my style clients, I help them. I do coaching as well as styling. So it's a combination of the two. And so she was really wanting to step out and be seen and promote her, the pharmacist, Functional Medicine Performances Alliance. And she wasn't really 100% sure how to blend who she is as a person on her personal feed with the alliance feed and how she really felt like they should be kept separate. But I absolutely felt 100% that what her audience wanted was to see more of her and who she is and to connect with her authentically. And I showed how she could do that through her style. And so love her style. It was so much fun. But we started working together and we both were to be featured in the Pharmacist magazine. And so I had scheduled a style photo shoot for myself for that magazine feature. And then she decided that she wanted to fly to Louisiana and do the photo shoot together. It was so amazing. It was absolutely amazing. The photographer that I use is also an integrative life coach. So it was really an incredible experience. So Lauren and I, as we would meet 1 hour call once a week. And through that, I helped her. We did some virtual shopping and we decided on which items she would bring for the photo shoot. And it just all came together so beautiful. And it was so amazing to actually meet her in person. It felt like we had already known each other and already met.
When you work with someone like a styling client like that, let's talk about the shopping piece and like selecting what really fits someone's style. And really, let's take a step back before you even answer that. Really, what is style? Like, how do you define style or how do you find someone's style?
So I believe style is very individual. I think we all have a style, whether we realize it or not. And I believe it goes to who you are in the inside, who you always been, what your true authentic self is, and the style that you choose should express that and be aligned with it. And so if you're an edgy person, you should dress more edgy. And typically you are attracted to those types of pieces as well. So I find that a lot of my clients, I can really point out their style. We have lots of tools that we use together, but I could always point it out. There's always this one or two pieces that are in their closet that they love, but they never wear and they don't know why. And it really speaks to their true style. But the problem is that nothing else in their closet really does. So it just never like fits. Or we're very, for some reason, we like to hide our true selves from the world. We're very protective of it. We don't want it to be judged. And so a lot of times we're just not dressing that way because of that protection. So I just love it. It's very interesting to kind of, it's a very vulnerable thing for a woman to allow you in their closet, first of all. And so I really appreciate that and take it very seriously.
When you identify someone's style, is it mostly through looking in their closet or do you use like questionnaires or like how do you help someone put a name to what their style is?
Yeah, so I have some tools that I use. One of the tools that I use is that I ask the client who are three people that they admire most in their lives, not necessarily their style, but just in general. And so they identify who they admire and then we identify a few traits that they admire in that person. And just through the dialogue, it naturally comes up what their style is. And so using that piece, a lot of times it's almost every time what they admire in someone else is what they actually admire in themselves. And also what their audience that they're trying to connect to is going to admire in them. So we just use that style to express that even more. But we try to just put like words to it. You know, is it edgy? Is it professional? Is it fun? Is it whimsical? Flirty? There's all sorts of terms that if we can find a common word that we can both, you know, use, it's like a different language, really.
I was reading, kind of preparing for this interview, and one of the things that struck me is really your mission. And can you tell me more about your mission and how you came up with that?
Yeah, so that's, I have changed so many things since I started trying to figure out what I wanted to do and how I wanted to help people. But the one thing that has not changed is my mission. My mission is to help women create healthier, more beautiful lives. And happier. And it really came from the place that I was at. You know, I was not living a beautiful life. I wasn't happy as I should be. And my health had declined. And so I think those are all entwined. And of course, the inner and the outer beauty is very much interwoven. But really where I identified my mission was when I was sharing the Law of Attraction. And I was going through the Law of Attraction Planner. And one of the steps was identify your mission. And I really think that that's not, it's something that we don't typically do. And like, I almost feel like they should teach us this in high school. Like you should have a mission for your life so that you can always have that compass and know, you know, am I moving forward with my mission?
It takes time and like giving yourself the space to really through what is your mission. And I think it's amazing that you have such a nice, clear mission. So one of the things we also talked about prior to this was that you wanted to share a 5-step approach to gain power and control of your life. I'd love to go through that with you.
It's part of the integrative life training that I was certified under. And it's the punchline approach. It just like fast, easy, just get to the punchline. And it's the acronym, the P is for presence or awareness. We really have to become present before we can make any change. The U is for unveiling limiting beliefs. So I truly believe it's beyond mindset. It's really, what are your beliefs? And you may have some subconscious beliefs that need to be discovered. And I help my clients with that, with their wardrobe, with their style. We look to see what beliefs are holding them back from creating a style that they love. And it might be that they believe that shopping is no fun, or they believe that it's expensive, or they don't have time. So there's lots of beliefs. They might believe that they don't look good or they don't fit in things. There's so many beliefs that come up with clothes. The N is for navigating. So we navigate, once we identify those beliefs that are holding them back, we navigate as those beliefs come up. So any obstacles or challenges, we just figure a way around it. So if there's anything that's holding you back from, you know, creating the result of a style that you love, you know, we just navigate through those things. But the next thing is the C. So the C is we choose, commit, cultivate, and continue. So you want to choose what your style is going to be. You need to know what we're working towards. We're going to commit to it. So whenever we're trying on things in your closet, if there's something that's not aligned with that style we committed to, you know, we just say, you know, we thank it, just like Marie Kondo, we thank it and wish it good luck. We give it away. And whenever we go purchase new things, we make sure that it's aligned with that style. We cultivate. So cultivate really is continuing with the belief. And I help my clients create affirmations and visualizations just to really cultivate. I think of it like if you were farming, you want to cultivate the soil. You plant a seed and you want that soil to be cultivated before it grows. And then just continue. So we just keep on going and working together until we have that result. And the H is how. And this is the hardest part for us as pharmacists. We always want to know what, how do you do it? And the H is for hire a coach. And so you could really make it go a lot quicker.
One of the things you brought up within the 5 steps is like not feeling that you look good and like clothes don't fit or don't fit how you want them to. And that's a big piece that I'm really interested in as far as like diet culture and weight and all of those things go.
Biggest part is really the belief of, you know, nothing fits. So anytime you say nothing or everything, you're making generalized statements and you ask yourself, is that true? So if nothing fits in your closet, then, you know, perhaps it's because you have the wrong size. So a lot of times, I see this often when women either gain or lose weight, it goes both ways. A lot of times you still have that mindset or that habit of shopping for the old size. So a woman who may have lost, 50 pounds, she may be still buying clothes that are too big for her just because she's used to and conditioned to go into that size in the department store. And so without having help, she comes home with these clothes that are ill-fitting and they just don't look good on her because they don't fit. And fit is one of the most important things when it comes to style. If I had to give one advice, that would be my number one, is to make sure it fits. But the same thing goes with being too small. If you gain a little bit of weight, you tend to still think of yourself as being that size, one or two sizes smaller. And so then you go to the dressing room with all of these sizes. Say you picked out all of these blue jeans in size, say 6, but you're really a size 8 now. You may have, put on a little bit of weight. And you get into the dressing room, you didn't choose the right size, and you just become so deflated and so frustrated. And it's like you just throw in the towel and give up when really you just needed a different size. Not to mention all of the different brands, all of the different sizes vary so much. It's really easy to get hung up on a number of size, but really and truly, you just need to find something that actually fits and flatters you.
How about the work of Joe Dispenza? I know you mentioned him earlier. Let's talk through how he's influenced your work as a coach.
Yes, he has so much. And I think just because he influenced Kim Guillory, my trainer. And so I was actually reading his book for the second time this morning, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. As a pharmacist, as a member of the healthcare field, I am very, very interested in how the brain works and how the biochemistry and the emotions, and there's so much in our body that we don't understand how it works. But I'm really, really interested in neuroplasticity and rewiring your brain so that if you believe, it goes to you unveiling those beliefs and really creating the results in your life that you want, you have to rewire your brain. And that's been shown to actually be possible. So if you believe that you are not confident, you're shy and timid, you can change that. You can change that by going and doing affirmations that, and I say affirmations, I want to make really clear that when I was in pharmacy school and I was selling Mary Kay, we all had this positive mindset and they kept talking about affirmations, but when you stick like little notes on sticky notes, that really doesn't work. What I've learned is that you really have to integrate the whole mind, body, spirit, and the affirmations and the beliefs, you have to believe them on a cellular level. You can't trick your mind. Your body has to be in alignment with it. If you have to ask yourself, and say you lost, say you're trying to lose weight and you're looking in the mirror and you're telling yourself, I love my body. If you feel uneasy when you say that, you go feel in your body if you feel like it's not true, that's not going to work. In order to rewire your brain, you need to be saying affirmations to yourself that you actually can believe. And so with some of my clients, if they're dealing with some self-love issues, I'll just have them, what do you like about your body? Is your body strong? Sometimes you have to go all the way to the fact that I have a body instead of saying I hate my body. And so it just really comes down to unpacking those old ways of talking to yourself that you believe is true, and just really choosing what you want to believe and how you want to show up for yourself and for the world.
I think showing up with kindness too, and kind of compassion for yourself. And that's something too that takes practice. When you work with someone, do you have tips around how people, like the kind of the first three steps someone might take to begin stepping into like their authentic style? Like, does it mean we need to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe, or like, where do you start with kind of even just taking a few little steps?
It's absolutely not going by a whole new wardrobe. I think that's where a lot of women go wrong. I know I've gone wrong in that direction. It's like, you just want to throw money at the problem and that does not work. A lot of times you don't even have to go shopping for a new wardrobe. You could just go shopping in your own closet. So the first step that I take with my clients is clarity. So we look to see, where are you now? Let's get real where we are. Does nothing fit? I had one client that swore nothing worked and she had no clothes. And then when I actually got into her closet, she had three closets full, and a lot of it was, her problem was that, so her clarity was that she had a fear of missing out or running out of things. So she kept buying, and she couldn't find anything because there were so many things in there. So just getting clear, I help them to get clear about what they love, absolutely love and want to keep, what they know for sure they don't want to move forward with, especially if you have something from high school and you graduated 20 years ago, that probably needs to go. the next step that I do is you need to have a vision. So I'll walk them through. Some women have never created a vision, which hurts my heart because I think it's so important. You need to have a vision. You need to be able to dream and just see yourself as you wish yourself to be. I think it's really, that's one of the most fun things to do with my clients, is to help create the vision. And so I help them create a vision of where they see themselves and not only what they're doing, but what they're wearing. So we get really clear, and it's their ideal life. If they're having the best year of their life, nothing is holding them back. If money or time, anything, all those things were not issues. And so that is really fun to do that. I just love working with my clients. I think a lot of times my clients think that I'm just going to go in their closet and tell them what to wear, but we absolutely go into the brain, go into their mind, figure out what they're thinking, as well as going into their closet.
There's so much emotion around like how we feel and how we look. When you're talking about styling someone, are there certain shopping tips that you would give people?
Number one would be, know what you're going in for. So if you identify holes that are in your closet, and if you have a good idea of what's already in your closet, when you go shopping, it really will stand out. So sometimes you get frustrated because there's too many things to choose from. But if you have in your mind that you want a pair of white capris, when you go shopping, those white capris are going to stand out. It's just, it's part of the reticular activating system of our brains. What we're looking for will just like stand up, stand out, and the rest will kind of fade to the background. So instead of really, I think of it kind of like hunting, honestly, and I think that's what's so thrilling to me about it, is that I can't wait to find that one thing that I'm looking for. And so I guess the other thing really would be, this is what I like to do for myself, is to have an event or a place where I'm going to be shopping for. Where am I going? What am I, you know, am I shopping for to go hang out with my kids, or am I shopping for a birthday party? Am I shopping for a night out with my husband? Like really being clear what the event is and how I want to feel when I wear the clothes. And that'll help me to discern between all of the different items that I have to choose from.
It's like your philosophy when it comes to accessorizing. And is there too much or too little? And how do you kind of find the difference?
Yes, there definitely can be too much. For myself, I prefer less is more. But again, it depends on the style that you're going with. You may need more accessories, especially if you're fun and loud and you want, you know, your jewelry to express that. But I definitely believe jewelry is that last piece that adds interest. We can do a lot with my clients. We identify the parts of her body that she loves and wants to highlight, and the ones that she may want to recede and maybe fade a little bit to the background. And so you could really do a lot of tricks with the jewelry because they're shiny and they can be colorful, and the added interest just like does something with the vision that, you know, where people are going to be looking. So if you have a beautiful statement necklace, eyes are going to tend to be drawn towards your face rather than maybe say your hips.
when it comes to like hair and makeup, what kind of tips do you have around that?
Again, it's going to depend on the individual, what kind of style they want. So if, you know, I'll go back to edgy. If you want an edgy style, then you'd want a haircut that reflects that. Otherwise, it can be conflicting and sending a confusing message to people. So if your clothes is speaking one direction and your hair is, you know, you haven't put any thought to it, then it may be sending a different message and it could be confusing to people. So I think hair and makeup is a fun way to add just, again, another layer of expression. And also with contouring, there's like a lot of tips and tricks that you can use for, again, bringing out and highlighting those parts of you that you absolutely love. So if you, you know, if you love your eye color, then definitely play up the eyes. But if you have beautiful lips that make you feel confident, then you want to make sure that you're showing some color on your lips and not wearing nudes all the time.
Yeah, that's great advice. So I wanted to get back to the Pharmacist magazine. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and about your experience with being in the magazine?
Yes, it was so much fun. Just the whole experience as far as writing the piece for it, getting to collaborate with Lauren and the photographer for the photo shoot. It's really about collaborating with women, and that was really the focus on this magazine. And it's one of the things that I absolutely love is to collaborate with women. There's just something about when we lift each other up, how much it just makes us feel really good inside. It's just been really great. It's been really fun. I was able to express some things that I really had never spoken out loud before. So just to have a safe space to share that with women that know the struggles, know, you know, we all kind of think a lot. I think as women in pharmacy, we're moms, you know, we're busy, we're active, we're trying to do all the things. And a lot of times we kind of forget about ourselves. So it's just been really fun just to have something, you know, that's maybe not for the family. It was kind of just for me.
Towards the end of the interview, one of the things I always like to ask is, what is one thing you do consistently for self-care?
Yes. So meditation has become a huge part of my life. If I don't have a lot of time for it, I will do it for 1 minute. Like my day just ends up so much better when I create time and space to clear out my thoughts. That's something that I do consistently. I have a few other routines that I do, but that one I try to get checked off the list for sure.
I do love meditation as well. And what does the word nourish mean to you?
I believe that word means to feed your soul. Giving it what it needs, not over giving it things. Too much of anything is not a good thing. I think just maybe a good balance of all areas for your life.
So I know our audience is going to want to connect with you. Where can they find you online?
Yes, I would love to connect with them. Okay, so I am on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. They can send me a message if they like. I also have a website, danielleperidan.biz. If they want to go on there, they can send me a little message and we can connect.
Thank you so much for listening to Nourish and Shine. I hope that you enjoy this episode and that you'll leave me a review on iTunes so that more people can hear the podcast. I'd also love to connect with you on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I would love to hear your questions, so please send them my way. Also, you can check out my website. It's amysopola.com. I hope that today's interview provided you with some inspiration and practical advice to nourish your mind, body, and spirit, optimize your health, and to live a whole, vibrant life. Please join me again next week for another amazing interview. Have a wonderful week.